My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a fresh new episode of Phillies Today here on Phillies 24/7, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, either wherever, whichever way you are listening to this episode. Appreciate you listening in. As the Phillies, they do lose today, recording this Sunday night, hours after Phils lose to the Washington Nationals after winning 4 straight between the second game of Miami and the first 3 in Washington. Gonna be honest, feels like this team is back for right now. I'll say that. And right now, I mean the regular season. I knew they were going to eventually turn around for the regular season, and they'll get close to 100 wins and win this division. I have no doubt about that. Knew this was going to happen. Felt like this. I didn't think this was going to be a problem, that they were just going to collapse the rest of the season. I think we have too much NLCS and Eagles PTSD from last year. So did not look. We're fine. Okay, we're fine. Today's show, easy, normal, recap the game, takeaways from the game, series takeaways, preview 3-game set against the Atlanta Braves, then update you on some injuries and some moves for those Fightins. So, key moments from earlier in today's ballgame. This will be out on Monday morning, so yesterday's ballgame, let's say that, but recording tonight. Bottom of the first, Nick Castellanos staying hot, singling to right field, bringing home Trey Turner for an early 1-0 lead. Then bottom of the third, Trey Turner scores another run. This time, right to the right of that new David Montgomery's Monty's angle. Beautiful out there in center, or left center, excuse me. Trey Turner homering to center field, give the Phillies an early 2-0 lead. Top of the fourth, though, K-Bert Ruiz, 2-run bomb to right. Top of the fifth, Alex Call for the Nats makes it 3-2. Washington hitting a bomb to left field. And then the Nats, we get another run on an RBI single from Travis Blankenhorn. Bottom of the sixth, though, Phils would tie it up. Bryson Stott and Brandon Marsh both hitting solo bombs to right and right center field. So it was a tie game at that point. But the game gets away, quote unquote, but gets away. Jacob Young hitting a sack fly to right center field, scoring 1 run for Washington. And then top of the ninth, James Wood. Man, this kid's going to be insane for Washington for years to come. James Wood hitting a solo home run to right center field. It was a missile out to right center for the Nats. And they would win this game and salvage the last game of this 4-game set. Phillies, though, taking, so Washington wins 6-4. Phillies taking 3 of 4. Very important that they take 3 of 4 the way they do against Washington. So before we get to the series takeaways, let's get the game takeaways. Takeaway number one. I want to start with Taijuan Walker. Look, he has not been good. For the most part this year, he has not been good at all. But for me, you know, in this game, he goes what? He goes four and two-thirds, four hits, three earned, a couple of home runs he gave up, three walks, three strikeouts, you know, a couple of those homers, and then all just under 100 pitches at 99. Think the thing for Taiwan, I'm not saying he's a good pitcher but at all. He's definitely not worth the money that, you know, the Phils gave him, the 4-year $72 million. He was never worth that money. But look, Ranger Suarez, I know Ranger's different this year, but look at Ranger Suarez last year. Ranger was, it was tough for him to get it going. Ranger kind of had an off year for his standards to a certain extent. You know, Ranger's been a good pitcher throughout his career so far, but for his standards, you know, in his career prior to this year, good pitcher. And, you know, those injuries hurt him. And I think for Taiwan Walker right now, I know everyone's going to kill him every single start. We don't like Taiwan Walker. I get it. And he's not worth that money. And, you know, he had the whole thing last year with the playoffs and not, you know, to liking the tweet, whatever. I get it. It's been, it can be tough for a guy that's had, what, multiple injuries this year? He had the right index finger inflammation. And then what was his, didn't he have another injury? He had another injury. I forget what it was, but two injuries this year. Tough to get into a rhythm, okay? So just cut him a little slack. Yeah, I know we're not going to cut him slack, but cut him a little slack. I get the money and all that stuff. But at the same time, like for right now, for this season that we're talking about right now, just staying in the moment, he's not going to see playoff innings this year. It's going to be like last year. So we don't have to worry about it. I know what you're going to do. You're going to get on Twitter and you're going to kill him and you're going to say, Taiwan Walker, you suck and like you're horrible, blah, blah, blah. Why do we have to see Taiwan Walker? Like Taiwan, come playoff time when the Phillies have a top seed for the playoffs, Taiwan Walker is not going to be that big of a deal because he's not going to see the mound. So don't worry about it. So it's nothing to really get all that upset with, okay? Taiwan Walker, first things first. Don't get too worried about Taiwan Walker right now, for right now. Second thing, and we have to discuss this. So, Rob Thompson not pinch hitting JT Realmuto or Bryce Harper in the ninth inning against Washington. Edmundo Sosa would single to start the inning, and then was it Cal Stevenson that would ground into a double play, grounded into a double play, and then Garrett Stubbs grounds out to end the game. And there's people saying, like, well, why didn't you pinch hit Bryce and why didn't you pinch hit JT? Because it would have made all the difference in the world. Look, would I have been against him doing that? Not necessarily. But am I against him not doing that? No. It's guys get days off. The biggest reason why they lost today was because Taiwan Walker and the bullpen did not get the job done. They gave up six earned runs. And I know you want to try to win every single game, but it was Rob Thompson's mindset that he didn't want them to pinch hit. And they have a 7-game lead in the division right now. Guys get days off. They get full days off. And the plan was for JT and Bryce Harper to both have the day off. And he stuck with that. He stuck with that. We're not going to look back at this game if they don't win the World Series this year and say, man, that one game against Washington, why didn't he pinch hit JT and Bryce Harper? Let's settle down. I know what we do. We do go big game by game and we overreact. I get it. And that's what, you know, we you got to make it fun with baseball, you know, 162 games. But at the same time, I will react back to the people that are overreacting. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you that I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Big picture, like Rob Thompson talked about in the post-game press conference, just I think just in general, the big picture is that like something like this is not going to be a make or break move with Rob Thompson. This is not a make or break move. This isn't Gabe Kapler setting his standard by taking out Aaron Nola after 68 pitches in his first start. This isn't that big of a deal. Come playoff time, JT Realmuto and Bryce Harper will be in the lineup, and they will have to get their jobs done. And right now, they get a day off, and they get 2 days off, because they have the day off tomorrow, too, before the series against Atlanta. Didn't think it was all that big of a deal. Just did not. Takeaway number three from this game. Trey Turner getting hot right now. Last four games against Washington in the series, 10 for 17. One homer, four RBI, six runs scored in this series. Trey, important for Trey to get hot again. And it seems like there's no in-between for Trey Turner. But right now, as long as just keep staying hot until the end of the season. I mean, it literally has been no in-between for Trey Turner and Phillies pinstripes. Kind of waiting for it. And I'm not even, like, mad at that. If Trey is... I don't mean in-between. I mean him just being a good shortstop. Him being good. I wouldn't be mad at that. But it just seems like there's no... I mean, through the first 75% of his first full two seasons with the Phils, for Trey, it's literally been one or the other. It's the switch is on, where he's one of the best hitters in baseball without a doubt, or the switch is off first 3 months of last year and, you know, early August here and late July with Trey. It's the switch was off. So, but good sign for Trey this series after those numbers I just told you. Because from the All-Star break up until Washington, 168, 210, 253 slash, 463 OPS. Not good. So good to see Trey getting hot. Absolutely. And carry that into the Atlanta series. Speaking of carrying things in the Atlanta series, series takeaways. Taking three of four from Washington, my number one takeaway. Taking three of four from Washington, a big, big confidence boost heading into this tough stretch that you're going to have coming up. Because last week against Arizona and Miami, I mean, look, the Arizona series, you took two of three from the Dodgers, then you won that first game against Arizona, and then you lose the last three, not feeling all that great after, even after you took two of three from the Dodgers, one of the best teams in baseball, but then you lose those last three against Arizona, and then you lose the first one against Miami where you get shut out, and you weren't feeling good. And it was important for the Phils to win that second game against Miami and for them to win the first three against Washington the way that they did, because you got a tough schedule coming up, man. You have a really, it's not going to be a fun schedule. So you're going to start with Atlanta Tuesday through Thursday, and then you're going to have Kansas City. They're a good baseball team over there in the AL Central. They have one of the wild card spots in the American League. Then you have Houston, who Houston is back on track, and they're winning the AL West as we speak. And then at home again, you have the Atlanta Braves to end the month of August. And then you'll have a stretch where it's not going to be as bad with Toronto, Miami, and Tampa Bay. But still, that's a tough stretch there to end the month of August. So I do think it was important for them to get some momentum here. And no, you didn't four-game sweep the Nationals, but you won four of five in your last five. And going 4-1 in your last five, I think, is definitely important too. So tough schedule coming up. Important to win those three or four against Washington. Takeaway number two, dominant starting pitching is just a big key to success for this team. For them to be at their best, they need their starting pitching to be dominant. And I think they're going to need it to be dominant in the postseason. And we'll talk about that as we get closer to the playoffs, because I don't know how much I really trust this offense to really be in full form come postseason. But maybe they can, again, sway my mind come playoff time. But Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, and Christopher Sanchez, all with great outings in this series. Wheeler going six, only giving up the one earned.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Knowles going 6 2/3, 7 hits, no, you know, shutout innings right before the seventh, and almost going seven innings, but go 6 2/3. That's an important start for Nola. Knowles kind of been all over the place a little bit, kind of under the radar, but Knowles kind of, you know, not been necessarily himself that he was in the first half of the year. And then Christopher Sanchez, my gosh, complete game. My buddy Tom texted me, said it kind of felt like a Maddox type of start. It did. 9 innings, just under 100 pitches. Just the one earned. That was just the Alex Call homer. And boy, that was great. That was fantastic. That was like a 2-hour game too. I was actually at the game on Saturday night. First time meeting up in the press box. It was a pretty cool experience. It was cool. But the ballpark was packed, and to see Christopher Sanchez do that was awesome. But again, important for those three. Look, Tywin Walker not doing his thing. It's important for the top four starting pitchers, and one coming back that we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. Dominant starting pitching, big key to success. Starting pitching for the Phils, first in earned run average before July 1st. Since July 1st, and maybe these aren't updated with today, probably even worse, 18th in ERA since July 1st. So they've been a middle-of-the-pack rotation since then. Third takeaway. Offense scoring in a variety of ways this weekend, right? You had the long ball. You had the long ball with Thursday, you know, between Boehm, Cassidy, and Weston Wilson hitting for the cycle. That was awesome. Weston Wilson hitting for the cycle. That should be its own takeaway. I mean, that was just that was so awesome to see, especially for, he seems like a great guy and all that. Weston Wilson hitting for the cycle, just truly awesome. 10th cycle, I think, for the Phils all time. And then you had Friday night. They didn't score a lot of runs, but, you know, you had the clutch hit from Trey and you won in the 9th inning. So for that kind of felt like a first 2.5 to 3 months Phillies type of win, the way they won that game. I know they, you know, they did have a 2-run lead heading into the 9th. And I think, well, that was the game that Alvarado or Estevez gave it up in the 9th. But still, the way they walked it off there from Trey and the offense, loved to see it. And then Saturday, all RBI singles and one RBI double. And I really like to see that. And Johan Rojas has been hot. I mean, no one's talking about that. And he's been contributing. And, you know, he didn't have to rely on the long ball on Saturday night. And it was all RBI singles. And I like to see it. I need that for the postseason. Today, you know, 3 homers and Cassidy had the RBI single early on in the game. But important for I've been talking about it lately, important for this team to show that they can score in a variety of ways. So you definitely made a lot of progress against Washington in that way. So I love to see the offense do what they did. Still need to do a little more work for them to regain my trust and, you know, for me to really trust this offense going into the postseason. But there you go. Next series preview, 3-game set. At the Braves, starting tomorrow night at 7:20. Braves 66-58 on the year, second in the National League East. They own the 3rd wild card spot right now. They beat the Angels today 3-1. So the Braves trying to, you know, look, you know, no Acuna this year, no Albies at the moment, no Strider. They're trying to do what they can to, you know, get to the postseason and hopefully work the magic that they had from a couple of years ago and try to win a World Series. But 66-58 on the year, and probable starters for this series. Tuesday at 7:20, Reynaldo Lopez will be making his first start coming off the IL. You know, not great time for the Phils, because the last time the Phils saw Reynaldo Lopez, he had 6 shutout innings. So Reynaldo Lopez and then Zach Wheeler for the Phils, so that's a little bit of a popcorn matchup, if you will. A lot of popcorn matchups this series. Wednesday, Max Fried, Aaron Nola, Spencer Schwellenbach. Last time he saw the Phils, he pitched very well too. And then Christopher Sanchez on the mound Thursday at 7:15. By the way, Tuesday and Wednesday, both 7:20 starts. Thursday, not 7:20, 7:15, whatever. Don't know why. But those are your pitching matchups. Players to watch. Already mentioned one. For the Atlanta Braves, Reynaldo Lopez, just because last time the Phils saw him, had that great start, And other thing is because this is his first start coming off of the IL, and he is, you know, it's been one of the better pitchers in the National League. Was right up there in earned run average the first couple of months of the season, and Braves are going to be looking for him to, you know, they need him down the stretch. Braves are really going to need Reynaldo Lopez down the stretch. For the Phils, going to stick with the pitching here. Going to stick with the pitching. I'm going to go Christopher Sanchez because, look, last time he threw a complete game was his shutout against the Marlins, and that was like right around the time that he got his extension, and it was like, oh, we love Christopher Sanchez. And then since then, he'd kind of been all over the place. I'm looking for Christopher Sanchez. I don't need another complete game shutout. It would be great. But I'm looking for Christopher Sanchez to be consistent here, build some momentum coming off his complete game here against Washington, because I think that he's going to be a key for the rotation. I trust Nola. I trust Wheeler down the stretch in the playoffs. Rangers are a weird one right now. Rangers going to be coming back off of injury. Again, last year, like I talked about, Ranger come, you know, with the injuries, it kind of messed with them. I think we're going to need Sanchez to really be the Sanchez that he'd been the first couple of months of the season. I really do think that's important. So Christopher Sanchez, looking for him to build off this last start and be more consistent, because I think it is important for this rotation. Injuries and moves to tell you about. Ranger Suarez, he should be coming back this weekend. So the weekend of August 23rd, which is this upcoming weekend, he threw 57 pitches in a four-game sim game. Was that yesterday? I believe. Yeah, it was yesterday. Topper, Rob Thompson, said stuff looked good. Got better as the game went on. Looks like he's expected to rejoin the rotation against Kansas City this weekend. So that's what we potentially could see Ranger this weekend. And Phils are going to need him. Phils are going to need him again. Phils are going to need him to be closer to the guy he was earlier on in the year. So Ranger Suarez, Austin Hayes, we should see him this week too. He actually participated in a Ranger sim game, hit a home run for what it's worth, and on track to rejoin this team the weekend against the Royals. So that's an update for you on Austin Hayes. Spencer Turnbull, he's on the 60-day IL now. I don't know what. Yeah, I guess he was transferred there to make room for Tyler Gilbert, who they just called up and sent down Tyler Phillips. So Turnbull, I mean, he's only expected to really come back and give you relief innings. I like to have the relief depth. I mean, you're not going to see any more starts for Turnbull. You're not going to see that anymore. And Taiwan Walker, you know, people, Turnbull, he's not coming back. So it's Tyler Walker for the rest of the year. And it's not Tyler Phillips anymore because he got sent down and Tyler Gilbert called up for the Phillies from Lehigh Valley. 206 ERA, excuse me, in Lehigh Valley. It's not started. So it's been it's been 27 games, and it's been really good 27 games and 35 innings of relief ball for Tyler Gilbert. So there you go. Around Major League Baseball, National League East scores in regards to the Philadelphia Phillies division. I told you the Braves beat the LA Angels 3-1 today. The Nats, obviously, they beat the Phils today 6-4. Marlins and Mets, the only other game to tell you about as far as this division goes. 3-2 Miami. Miami wins against the Mets. So those are your NL East scores. Detroit and the Yankees, Little League World Series game today. Well, not Little League World Series. Well, yeah, technically the Little League Classic. Sorry, the Yankees are winning 1-0 in the seventh inning as we speak during the recording of this pod. Baltimore, they beat the Red Sox 4-2 at home. Seattle destroying the Pirates 10-3 in Pittsburgh. The Reds get destroyed by the Royals in Cincinnati 8-1. Houston shutting out the White Sox 2-0 in Houston. Milwaukee at home, they do the same, 2-0 over Cleveland. The Dodgers winning in St. Louis, a 2-1 win over the Cardinals. Chicago, the Cubs losing at Wrigley. The Blue Jays win 1-0 there. Rangers 6-5 over Minnesota. Colorado 3-2 over the Padres. And then the Battle of the Bay, I guess, right? Oakland. I mean, this is probably one of the last battles of the Bay. 4-2. Giants 4-2 win over the Oakland Athletics. So those are your scores around Major League Baseball. By the way, next year's Little League Classic will be the Mets and the Mariners. Just saw that on my phone not too long ago. So Mets and the Mariners will be next year's Little League Classic. So looking forward to it. What am I talking about? It's the Mets. Yes, looking forward, but not looking forward to it. Baseball fan looking forward to it, but also Phillies fan not looking forward to it. All right, that's going to do it for today, or tonight. Phillies today, but this morning, because you'll probably be listening in the morning. Whatever. It's your day off. You might listen to Phillies today tomorrow night, so it'll be like 24 hours later, so it might be tonight. Either way, look. Phils, 3-4 from Washington. Go take 2-3 from Atlanta. Go take 2-3 from Kansas City. Get back to winning series. That's what I want. Another Phillies today. Talk to you guys soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.